It's Wednesday, the 12th of November, and I'm Tonata Kavila with your 5 p.m. news. The Ministry of Education has denied social media claims that the NSSC AS Biology Paper 3 practical examination was leaked. Investigations confirmed that the paper remained secure before the end of year exam. Officials urge the public to rely on verified information. We spoke to the Director of Examinations at the Ministry of Education, Clementine Garises.
Thus far, no single question paper has been leaked. There is no leakage of a single question paper for 2025 national examinations. There is one malpractice linked to biology practical paper 3 AS, where information that was instructions for the teacher to set up the lab has been used to predict what might come in. And it's not the actual paper that has been opened and leaked to the learners. That malpractice we are dealing with appropriately because we have got ways, rules, regulations to deal with this.
The Bank of Namibia has launched the National Diagnostic Report on Informality, showing that 57.7% of workers are in the informal economy. Deputy Governor Ibsen Wanguta says the report will guide policies to support these businesses. The informal sector now contributes 26.5% to the country's GDP. That's around $13 billion. Separately, SMEs are facing challenges expanding into cross-border trade with limited access to devices and online banking. Danny Mayer, the director of SME Compete, has urged research and networking and called for outreach programs, roadshows, and trade fairs to support growth.
Many of the smaller enterprises in villages, settlements around the country do not have access to a device that they can tend to such requirements online. When it comes to the financial side as well, there is a problem in the sense that many of them do not have the ability to do electric fund transfers. So we need to find a way how we can actually address this. And the only way we can find is to have an outreach. In other words, the various ministries must periodically have road shows around the country, perhaps linking them to expos and trade fairs.
Meanwhile, South Africa's largest mobile operator, Vodacom Group, has signed an agreement with Elon Musk's Starlink to deliver high-speed, low-latency broadband internet for businesses across Africa, the telco confirmed on Wednesday. Despite Vodacom's footprint of over 223 million customers, rural Africa remains a tough frontier. Sparse populations, difficult terrain, and low smartphone penetration make traditional tower rollouts costly. And French MPs are debating suspending the government's contentious pension reforms, which raise the retirement age from 62 to 64. Ross Cullen has the latest from Paris.
If the bill passes, it will be a blow for President Macron over what is his signature reform. Suspending the raising of the retirement age means that the reforms would not now come into full effect until 2028 at the earliest. But there will be a new president in 2027 and likely a different party in government, and the reforms may be fully repealed under a new administration. Suspending the reforms will cost $500 million next year and more than $1 billion in 2027, but the leading unions have hailed the possibility of halting the controversial reforms. Ross Cullen, Paris.
You can find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.